Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, jumping in for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Friday. No Sal Capaccio, because he was just on this morning with Joe DiBiase. And now I've got Joe Kelly. No Zach Jones today. He's in Pittsburgh.
He is. I recently was in Pittsburgh.
He's in
Pittsburgh. City to visit. Great city to visit.
Great ballpark. Terrible team.
Yeah, I went for a Yankees game and watched them win 10-4. So.
Well, then you didn't go home disappointed.
No.
Zach is an Angels fan.
Yeah.
Higher probabilities.
Yeah, I do recall him saying that there was no game while he was there, though, unfortunately.
Yes.
That's just a great thing to go do on a Saturday, you know? Even in Buffalo, you could do it with the Bisons.
Yep.
So,
at least he's not our friend Frank Arcuri, who is actually a Rockies fan.
Oh, that's rough.
Are we sure he still is?
Frank's a cynic.
He's a cynic.
I love him, but he's a cynic. And that's absolutely something that's going on with him. Because, obviously, he's a big hockey guy. And the Sabres are the Sabres. So when two of your teams are the Rockies and the Sabres, it's a rough life for you.
Yeah, not great.
Not great. So this is the Extra Point Show, and I am excited about something tonight. Very excited about something. I need to see if the Toronto Maple Leafs fulfill a prophecy or show us what they really are. Now, fulfill prophecy means go to game 7.
Yeah.
That is, outside of last year, something that they just do. They go to 7, and then they lose in the most excruciating way possible. Last year was different. They won in 6, and then they lost in 5. That's what I mean by prophecy, going to game 7. Not about winning this game against Florida. It's about just being ready for the maximum amount of heartbreak that they can hit their fan base with, which they love to do.
Is it a bad thing? I'm pretty much pulling for Florida. I don't like Toronto, and Sam Reinhart I can root for.
And now comes my second point, because I'll talk about how much I'm irritated by the Florida Panthers at this point, but the second point, show us who they really are. They're not a great team. They're a talented team, but they are not a great team. That's what I mean. They are a team that they can win games, but they don't when it matters. And a lot of it comes down to their top two guys, Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews. I'm over here not so quietly advocating for Marner to come to the Sabres.
I think everyone is. If
you don't have a playoff problem when you've been out of the playoffs for 14 years.
Exactly.
And I'd be perfectly happy with having Mitch Marner not showing up in the playoffs if that means that the Sabres make the playoffs. We'll deal with that the next year. But I'm starting to really think that a team like Toronto, with how talented they are, they need a mix-up. I think Marner needs to not be in Toronto anymore.
Selfishly and unselfishly.
Selfishly and unselfishly for the player, and definitely for me, Marner in Toronto needs to just be done. It just needs to not be a thing.
I mean, the pitch is simple.
And a lot of Toronto fans probably would agree with my statement.
Yeah. It's an hour drive. Mitch, your favorite quarterback plays here. Like, I'm sure they can comp you maybe a season.
You're still close to family.
Something like that. I don't know.
And if you come here, there are no expectations.
No.
None.
Play fun hockey.
Play fun wow hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And when we get to the playoffs, we'll deal with that and see if you can overcome your demons here in Buffalo instead.
I mean, this would be the place to do
it. God, what a twist of a knife that would be.
For Toronto, absolutely.
Oh my God, if Marner were to come here, or go to any other team for that matter, and suddenly play normal in the playoffs, the fire and vitriol from up north would be devastating.
Have you ever seen that gif of Jake Gyllenhaal walking into like the fog on like the Tonight Show or something like that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's Mitch Marner whenever the playoffs come. He just disappears.
No, but the thing is there's one player that's doing worse than him. Mitch Marner in this series against Florida has a goal.
Right. He's at least putting something on the board.
And in the last three.
Austin Matthews.
Mitch Marner has taken two shots. He has a goal in this series. Austin Matthews has zero.
Yeah. And I knew you were going Austin Matthews.
Matthews has been a player that his legacy needs to be changed for the better. He's not doing it. You have the highest, and this is like factual, he is the highest paid player in the National Hockey League. He has the largest cap hit. It's higher than Connor McDavid.
And he can't do anything for you when it counts
and
the most.
And the scoring touch dies in the playoffs. He has zero goals in the second round in his career. It's also only because he's made it two times. But in the two times he's been there, he has vanished. And oftentimes they don't make the second round because he vanishes.
Yeah, they're normally the first round exit in game seven. They normally take it all the way. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Austin Matthews. But it would be a huge twist of the knife if Marner did go somewhere else. And it doesn't even have to be Buffalo. If he puts up a huge playoff performance in the first couple games of a series next season, wherever he ends up, it's got to be a Toronto issue at that point, right?
I would think it's because they've changed everything but the core. That's what this is.
Right. So is this the swan song for the core, you think? And then if they can't do it, it's over?
It is, especially because Marner's a UFA.
Right.
Tavares is a UFA.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So it's over for the core four no matter what. Somebody's leaving and not coming back. It would be insanity for a GM who has not picked either of those players or signed them in free agency to bring everybody back if they fail here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the thing. The Toronto Maple Leafs in particular, they cannot succeed without their star players doing something, which is kind of hockey in general and sports in general.
Yeah.
Your best players need to be your best players. Two of them, again, have shrunk in the face of adversity. And tonight, man, you could not come into a game colder than Toronto has.
No, Florida's favored. Big time. Not really big time. But Toronto's plus 197. over under for total goals scored, 5.5, 1.5 point favorites for Florida. So I think they're winning that, you know, by two.
It's also, you lose 6-1 after you got shut out the game previous.
Mm-hmm.
You could not come in colder.
I was, okay, funny story. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was conveniently in Niagara Falls, Ontario for the overtime game. That was game two, I believe, right?
That was game three.
Game three.
Where Marchand scores.
Exactly. Couldn't remember if it was two or three. So my buddies and I were sitting there. We all came back from school. So it's one thing we have done over the years is go to Niagara Falls, Ontario. The amount of money we were laying on the table to scream when Florida scored, but it just got too real. Like when it hit overtime, you're starting a bar fight.
Yes.
And you're getting ganged up on if you do that. So
you're not on the favorable side. The numbers are not there.
But being in Canada for that, around all of the Leafs fans, being in that environment was really interesting.
It was probably fun.
Yeah. It made it more, it's probably the most exciting outside of the arena hockey game I've watched in a long time, just from the environment around. Enemy territory, nonetheless, because I don't root for Toronto, but that game, that was phenomenal, that performance. I mean, came down to the wire in overtime, but I think Florida runs with this. I really do. I think they win tonight. And Toronto's too cold, like you said. I get it. There's facing adversity in sport and getting over the hump and being able to build a good performance off of bad. But like you said, they've shown their best players can't face adversity in these situations. So how can I be confident they can win tonight over Florida, who faced adversity and is now in the position they're in?
Over the last 2 years, they've been in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes. There's a reason that
there
they're
is
good
a reason.
And they're back.
I will say, I'm not pulling particularly for the Florida Panthers. The only reason I could take away that I would want the Florida Panthers to win is so that what I've said about Mitch Marner is a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
Yeah, they're not going to bring him back.
There's no chance you bring him back at that point. He needs a fresh start. The team needs a fresh start with their core, and it needs to be a reset.
So selfishly,
that's the only thing
yes
that I am okay with about the Florida Panthers. They irritate me as a team.
Yeah. I don't want them to win the Stanley Cup. I want them to
push past
Toronto.
If Florida wins, the winner of this series has to be my Eastern Conference quote-unquote representative.
Mm-hmm.
Either Florida or Toronto.
Yeah.
Because Washington did no favors. They lost in 5 games to Carolina.
Yep. Not great.
A team that I still loathe to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it now has to do with they play a boring brand of hockey that does not retain star talent. And as a matter of fact, if you are a star player, you typically try to do everything you can to get out of Carolina.
Yeah.
And this year it happened twice in the same year.
And look at where they're at.
Martin Nechas gets traded to Colorado for Mikko Rantanen, like in that massive trade the first time around. And then they can't sign Rantanen and trade Rantanen. Carolina, I do not understand why they continue to think that Rob Brendamore is this elite coach, because the fact that they play this boring style, it's going to catch up against them against a more talented team.
It will catch up with
them. Welcome to their next opponent in the next round, whoever it may be.
Right. It's going to be the test.
If it's Florida, they're dead in the water.
And if they magically take Florida in the next series. You don't think there's any possibility of that?
Ready? They're not deep enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're not good enough. There's no star talent to help push everything down the line.
It's like if the Sabres made the playoffs. There's not a superstar talent on that team.
The Sabres have more superstars than the Carolina Hurricanes do.
I'll say stars. I don't think there's a current superstar.
Rasmus Dahlin.
Well, yeah, that's the only one. I'm talking offense. Like
Rasmus Dahlin is an offensive superstar. He just plays
technically,
on defense.
Yes, offensive defenseman. You're right. But
Rasmus Dahlin is a more dangerous threat in the offensive zone than any of the Carolina Hurricane skaters.
Yes. I would even say Tage Thompson is, and I don't label him a superstar at all. He's a star.
Yes.
But he's not a superstar.
There's different tiers to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think we need to start taking those words seriously.
Yes, I do too.
And that's why I say it. Evgeny Svechnikov
Your face says it all.
He's solid.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably a star player, if not you know, solid or really a great player.
He's a perfect star player to accessorize a superstar.
He's a Carolina Panthers line one, like Sebastian Aho. Flashes of greatness, but not enough for you to go ahead and say the NHL needs to slap a poster up of Svechnikov and Aho. But they get it done with collective pieces. There is one player, I should say, actually, that Carolina does have that's emerging at this point.
Yeah.
And that's Seth Jarvis.
Okay.
Jacob Slavin is probably a star player type defenseman. But Seth Jarvis at the forward core, he's probably emerging and getting close to that. So they're going to trade him in like 2 years. But Carolina, not to mention 06.
Well, they're in our front office now, by the way.
Still burns into my brain.
Yeah, they're in our front office now. They're invading.
That's right. The 06 Hurricanes are joining the Buffalo Sabres one by one.
Yep. It's the Panthers to the Bills. The Hurricanes are to the Sabres.
Watch, Carolina gets eliminated, and we hire Rob Brindamore as part of the staff.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I will punch my own face.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But then in the West, well, Edmonton did me a favor. They took out Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Vegas was my pick to win the Stanley Cup in our bracket, though.
I love that Vegas is gone and that Edmonton has a chance to effectively undo the misdeeds of last year, which was you fell down 3-1 in the Stanley Cup final. You stormed back on the back of Connor McDavid.
It could be a rematch.
It could be a rematch.
And they do have, like you said, the opportunity to right their wrongs. This, like, that could be a very interesting Stanley Cup final.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Dallas is the other team. And well, Dallas is the other team.
They got over their injuries, though.
They're not done yet, though. Connor Hellebuck gets his second shutout of the playoffs, which he hasn't had one of until this series since 2021. He's got two this series. Unfortunately, when he plays on the road in Dallas, he falls apart.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just bad juju.
Hellebuck has been very weird this year in the postseason. But now in this series, it's been the peaks and valleys. Against St. Louis, it was just St. Louis made that a series because Hellebuck was not doing his usual thing. But yeah, now Dallas.
Yeah.
First of all,
I
don't want Dallas anywhere near the Stanley Cup again.
Because
they almost got there, and it was Dallas and I think, it was Dallas and Tampa.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
A couple years back.
I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm very good on that. And you're like, talk about a detestable series right there. It's that one. Dallas. I want to like Dallas's roster. They're a good skating team. They are electric. Jake Ottinger is very good in net. They have star talent to superstar talent at every level. Miro Heiskanen is one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League. Jake Ottinger, one of the best goalies in the league. Jason Robertson should have been on Team USA for the Four Nations. Over Tage Thompson. Thompson wasn't even the biggest miss on that roster. It was Robertson.
Right.
They trade for Mikko Rantanen, and he's been on the Connor McDavid pace from last year in the playoffs. There was a goal in Game 4 that stopped the streak of Rantanen having a point on every goal in Dallas's playoffs. Then they get shut out the next game.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
So, man, Mikko Rantanen really quietening down, huh? But Rantanen's on another level. So they have superstars everywhere. I've got two problems with Dallas. One, we're in Buffalo. I don't need to mention it to people.
Doesn't sit right.
It doesn't sit right. It feels gross.
Yucky, one would say.
Poo-poo caca.
Yes, precisely. Precisely.
But the other part of it is their jersey rebrand, I don't like it.
Dallas's?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look now.
Like what their current jersey is compared to what it was.
Is it navy blue? Is that why you don't
like
it?
No, it's green. But it's not.
I was kidding. That was a joke from last Sports Talk
Saturday.
Don't
get me started.
Yeah. I know they're green.
But I thought that they had better jerseys in the past. And they went to this D with a star, and it just like their logo is bleh. It's mid.
Is it this bright green?
Yes.
Yikes. When did they do that?
It's been a bit now.
Guess that just shows how much I pay attention to the Dallas Stars as a hockey organization. But
and they've been to the Cup recently. That's the other part of this.
And their new logo is so much worse than their old one.
I want to like Jason Robertson in particular. Hey, Dallas, trade Buffalo Jason Robertson.
Okay, Mitch Marner, Jason Robertson.
Yeah, we're forming our big name list of dreams that'll never happen.
Yep, I'll mark them down. I'll mark them down so we can come back and see at the start of next season.
Well, Robertson's one of my favorite players. He plays on a team that I absolutely detest.
Right.
So let's look at it this way. Ready? Carolina on one end. If Florida wins, that's two teams that I despise. If Dallas wins, that's three teams that I despise. Out of four that are left.
Yeah.
Had Vegas moved on, I would have really had a problem with the conference finals. Am I still going to watch? Yes. I love hockey. We're starting off a Friday here in Buffalo talking about hockey with the playoffs where something is just like, what are playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Buffalo, right?
In an area where that's a foreign term to hockey fans.
Not a foreign term, foreign concept.
Yes.
Like, we know of it, but we don't practice it.
Precisely.
It's like you're... I feel like I need to say my words carefully about this analogy. Say you're like not a religious person, for example, and your friend's like a devout religious practice of something.
Mm-hmm.
So you know of it. You respect it. You know that person has that, and they like it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, what is this? That's us with the playoffs. Toronto, not too far away. We know that there's playoffs. They exist. What is it?
Walking into KeyBank Center.
As a matter of fact, Toronto fans are Bills fans that will come down here.
Yes, exactly.
And then you can go, hey, what is this thing called hockey playoffs? Can you explain that to me like I'm five? Speaking of five, that's probably the last time the Sabres were actually in the playoffs.
When I was five?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was not avidly consuming hockey.
Nailed it.
So, yeah, it was 07, right?
No. That's the last one was 14 years ago.
That's
11.
Right. Yeah, 11 years ago.
But 07 is the last time that they were great.
Like, phenomenal hockey team. And what jersey were they wearing? Navy blue Buffalo Slug. I stand on my point.
We're not doing this today.
Okay. We'll save it for tomorrow.
You know what we are doing?
Hmm.
We're getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at Northtown Kia. Joe, you've got the mouse. I'm going to need you to get Jerry in Kenmore. Jerry, welcome to the Extra Point Show. How you doing?
Yeah, good. I'm against you on this. I want Carolina and Dallas because I want the story to be that the Conn Smythe Trophy winner can be the player that was traded from two teams that he beat in the playoffs.
Okay. Jerry, that's a great counterpoint. And like I said, I'll still watch it. But now you've actually given me reason to enjoy it. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. I like that about Mikko Rantanen, that he takes down Colorado with extreme prejudice, mm-hmm. and then he could do it to Carolina. Yeah, I'll give you that. That allows me to tier my teams that I hate. Carolina's still on the bottom anyway. But yeah, no, that comfortably puts Dallas as like, all right, that's definitely my second preference now.
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton or Dallas?
You want to know one thing I'm actually genuinely concerned about? The Carolina Hurricanes media team, if Florida is the opponent. I know it's not in season, but jokes will be made that I think Floridians might.
Oh, it's the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, team mascot-wise. Like, what's Carolina's hockey mascot? It's a hurricane. Florida. I'm just saying the Hurricanes media team.
Joseph.
The Hurricanes media team.
Don't do it.
Is vile.
Yes.
They'll go that step. I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you right now, there's no way they can.
You don't think so?
No. All right. We're gonna take a break. Come right back though. And hey, there's plenty to talk about still. The schedule was released earlier this week, mm-hmm. back on Wednesday.
The Bandits are going, they're starting.
Bandits their... game one of the NLL final.
Yep.
Plenty on the board here on WGR. Welcome back to the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will be able to receive an email. Well, let's try that again. Once you join our team, you'll receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team, helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. We're actually really busy that weekend, that June 28th weekend. We here at WGR.
Oh, yeah.
Very busy that weekend because we'll have the 11-day power play where our team plays on June 26th, that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Joe's pulling double duty then. I would imagine. Isn't Joe riding? So Joe would be playing on Thursday for 3 hours.
Oh, man.
And then riding on Saturday.
Not me.
Yeah, Joe DiBiase. Sneaky Joe.
One. Yeah. I was really scared for a second. I was like, what did I commit to without saying anything?
You're the
like,
meme of the guy pointing at himself.
Yeah, right.
Me?
I was a little scared for a second.
But also the NHL draft is that weekend as well.
That's right.
There's a lot going on that weekend.
Oh. Yikes.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. So definitely make sure to support us for the ride for Roswell. Also 11-day power play a couple days before that.
Hey, if you're riding or playing.
As we fight cancer.
Throw in the headphones, listen to the free Odyssey app, and hear all the NHL draft coverage at the same time. Look at that.
Yes.
Because we're going to have full coverage of the NHL draft.
You can listen to our live coverage when that's going on. Depending on how many people are riding. Oh, my.
Only suggest one earbud in, by the way. If you do both, you're a little too sealed off. You can't hear a car horn. Can't hear other bikers ringing bells. You got to just watch yourself out there.
One earbud.
Here's a real idea. I'm going to listen to it while we're playing in the 11 day. How about that?
You're just on the bench. You have an earphone in.
No, he's got both. He's got headphones over his helmet.
I'm screaming at him. I'm going to scream at him to pass the puck.
Yeah. He doesn't pass the puck anyway, so it wouldn't make a difference if he had headphones on. And couldn't
you hear haven't
it.
Played with him.
I haven't because I've had an Achilles injury. And
he was a great line mate last year.
He was. Was he?
Yes. Myself, Josh Schmidt, and Alan Davis, our program director.
Alan Davis.
We were the top scoring line last year.
I just recall, the only thing I recall from the 11 day that I can concretely say, your celebrations, I don't think they're celebrated by everybody.
No, it's good to be a villain.
That's the only thing I know. Was it guitar arms or something? Pumping the arm? What did you do?
No, last year it was there was something too fresh, so it was more just raw emotion, not really the goofy celebrations.
Gotcha. You felt it. Yeah.
One of my friends, who actually used to work here as well, James Kelly, he was having surgery that day that I was playing.
Gotcha.
So
I was talking the celebration.
It meant a lot.
Right. I was speaking more on the celebration of the one we actually have a recording of.
My history, yes. Mm-hmm. My history is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I have oftentimes gone over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But
that one felt good.
But that is a way to promote. Yeah, no, like we have fun when we go out and do these things because we know that you should have fun.
It's for a good cause.
While you can as well.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause. You try to have fun with it because otherwise the topic is terrible.
Yeah.
So that's the other part of it. It's not, you know, making light of it in any sort of way more than it is. You know, we are trying to bring some positivity to it. All right. Let's get back on track here a little bit, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, sounds good.
We've got – I had hinted that the schedule – very interesting little stat about the schedule with the Bills – that they're favored in all 17 games?
They are favored in every one of their games, for better or for worse. Last season, we enjoyed it while we could. No expectations,
lowered.
Right. I'm saying general media opinion, mass media opinion, the Bills were not even going to be first in their division.
Yes.
Right? So, like, it really was almost, are they even going to make the playoffs? Very little expectation.
Mm-hmm.
This season, it's if the mass media attention will go, if they drop a game, which I think they'll drop the Baltimore game. I won't get into that fully yet, but I think if they drop a game, it's going to turn on them quick.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get ripped across the national media. It's going to be one of those seasons again, like 2 years ago.
Right.
So PSA, don't hop on the bandwagon if that's how that's going to go.
Don't get too low if they lose a game early in the season.
They're not going undefeated. I'm sorry. Their schedule, while it's an easy schedule, right? Like we've been talking, like Jeremy.
It's still the National Football League.
Sal and Joe talked about this morning. It is an easier schedule, right? Any given Sunday.
It's still the National Football League.
That's my one thing I'll say. You never know. Carolina, you could play them on their best day. Look at the Rams. Your Rams game last year, you played them on their best day. They barely scored 9 points against the Jets the week after.
The Niners
the week after, yes. Yep. But still struggled against the Jets soon after that. Yep. I remember that game.
So, furthermore than that, I will say there's probably one that you can shoe in as a win. It's early season against New Orleans at home.
Yeah, right. Even Carolina, I would say.
On their best day, they can be interesting, though.
Well, we saw it at the end of last season. Bryce
New
Young,
Orleans' best day, I don't know if they've got what it takes to beat Buffalo.
Well, now without Derek Carr, you wonder what they're going to do at the quarterback position.
Right.
Could it be Aaron Rodgers? Is he off the Bills' schedule yet? That's what I want to know. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be on the Bills' schedule?
I'm starting to think that the NFL has moved on from Aaron Rodgers.
I think that too, but Good. A desperate team like the Saints, because are you really putting Spencer Rattler out there?
It's not about that. New Orleans is probably thinking, okay, we're just going to
grit our teeth.
Yeah, we're going to grit our teeth, get a top three pick, and deal with it from there.
Yeah.
Here's a different concept for New Orleans. What if Jameis Winston gets cut by the Giants?
Return to New Orleans?
Oh, famous Jameis back in New Orleans. Narlins. I would love that.
Would the Saints?
I think they would because he knows the system well enough. And
new coach.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Totally new. He could, though.
This also could just be a year where they just grit their teeth, know they're getting a top three pick because their roster is terrible, because Mickey Loomis shouldn't still have a job, but he does. And they let Loomis recalculate the rebuild?
What if Tommy DeVito gets cut?
DeVito, where is DeVito now?
He's on the Giants. It's still a four-quarterback room right now, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Winston's probably getting released.
Yeah, and then they'll just keep DeVito.
Because they've got DeVito, Dart.
And Russ.
And Russell Wilson.
Steelers country, let's smelt is no more. Broncos country, let's ride is no more. What is New York?
Giants country, let's get big. Or giant. I mean, you can just say whatever.
Giants country, let's get giant. Giants country, let's eat some apples.
I should hate everything that's being said. But the problem is that it's Russell Wilson, and he has been known to be...
unlimited.
This cringeworthy. That said, I absolutely hate what the two of you just did.
Yeah. Yeah. I also had to look. I'm looking at the schedule right now. I had to do a double take on the Bulldog logo for the Browns.
Oh, yeah. Why do they bother with a logo at this point?
I don't know. It should just be an orange brick. Or the elf face, because Brownie the Elf has made an appearance. Like, he's come back. That should be their logo.
What are the Browns? They have two different logos?
There's like a bulldog one.
There's a bulldog and an elf.
And then just an orange helmet.
Yeah. Wait, I ask, what are the Browns? They're a terrible franchise.
Well, look at their quarterback room. That should tell you everything you need to know about how they run that team.
Speaking of players that could get cut, there's Pickett.
Shadur ends up in New Orleans anyway.
Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. My bet is that Dylan Gabriel ends up practice squad, or Shadur does.
What a waste of a third-round pick. I cannot believe that happened still.
I remember. I was still out there eating lunch.
Shadur Sanders was picked on day three. A new Pope was selected in 2 days. What are we doing, NFL? What are we doing?
It was a hilarious asset mismanagement of sorts.
They didn't look thrilled at all to pick him either. Clearly the owner saying, he's here, take him.
Yeah.
That had to have been.
And that's also, that third round pick still is baffling to me because of the player that was taken too. Like, I had zero interest in Dylan Gabriel even getting drafted this year, like as a prospect.
And then he's round three before Shedeur Sanders out of nowhere. Like what?
Round three, not just before Shedeur Sanders, but also I would have seen Quinn Ewers making more sense. Mm-hmm. Will Howard made more sense.
Yes, he did.
There were so many quarterbacks in a bad quarterback class that I would have taken over Dylan Gabriel, and the Browns went, nope. We're taking the guy that's 5'11" that doesn't have a rocket arm.
A few weeks earlier, the Bills will be playing Will Howard in the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, who's their starter? Mason Rudolph or Will Howard?
By the time the Bills meet the Steelers?
Probably Will Howard.
It depends on how their season's going, because you have to remember, Steelers' dark magic exists for getting to 9-8.
Yeah. What do you think about the primetime matchups? Of course, week one. Then you have New England, which I think that should absolutely be a primetime matchup. The Dolphins, Thursday Night Football, realistically.
I find it fascinating.
I don't like Thursday Night Football, though.
I find it fascinating that three home primetime games happen very quickly.
Yeah, before the week seven bye. Isn't the Falcons is also 7:15, so that's a
doubleheader.
The doubleheader primetime for ESPN Monday Night Football.
Yes.
So you have four out of your first seven games,
are in front of everybody.
Yep.
Which makes sense. I get why they did it, and also, like, I don't at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
When it was all released back on Wednesday, the thing that I said with Zach Jones on the nightcap was, it makes sense that the Bills' home primetime games are out of the way quickly because they don't want another situation like San Fran last year where there's a bunch of snow and it might have to be threatened to be moved.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
In their away primetime, their away opponents didn't really promote a lot of primetime matchups.
Exactly.
So,
though the Bills are a team where you could buoy a matchup by sticking the Bills with them in primetime.
Right. Bryce Young versus Josh Allen. Like, that had a primetime.
That had a lot of
billing.
That had a lot of, like, interesting vibes to it, but then, you know,
1 p.m.
It's a 1 p.m.er.
But you're going back to Houston, Thursday Night Football. You have two Thursday night games instead of one, like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Only played Miami.
It's good for you if you're looking at the days and seeing if they matter when it comes to win-loss record.
Mm-hmm.
McDermott, Allen, Bills, 6-0. Yeah?
Really?
The last time they've lost a Thursday night game was 2017.
Wow, and that was pre-Josh Allen.
That was Taylor under center against the New York Jets.
Was that the...
That's the Jets defense dancing.
Was that the... Oh, my God. Was that the colorblind game?
No. That was the year prior.
The year prior. Okay, that was 2016.
But that was also dubbed a color rush game, but the Jets had all white uniforms with the Bills with their red.
Well, they learned from their mistakes.
Yes.
A lot of people saw all gray that first time around, so they didn't know what was going on.
That was incredible.
Light gray and dark gray.
And with white helmets.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no differentiating the two.
No.
If you were a neutral party colorblind, red, green colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, by the way, on the rivalry uniforms.
No, I was really surprised. I thought they'd at least leak one team's or announce when the games, who's playing who on the rivalry nights.
Yes.
Because it could be
any of these.
The only team I would say not is the Jets. But if you look back at Buffalo's rivalries, Bills Dolphins is, of course, a very large one. Kelly Marino in the 90s, right? But Fitzpatrick versus Tom Brady for a little bit there. I know the Bills were on the losing end of that for a while. But the 2000s Bills do have a stake in that, I feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's where, when I say the Navy Blue jerseys, that's where I think that could come from.
I still don't like
But Miami's that apparently
idea at
did
all.
Get leaked. A jersey concept did get leaked. It's a Miami Vice-style Dolphins jersey, so it's got pink and blue. Now, that could be someone on Twitter. Like, it said it was a leak. All speculation at this point because the NFL has not. It was an announcement for an announcement that didn't take place during another announcement. So I don't know when we're going to get anything on the rivalry jerseys. Maybe in the preseason.
Yep.
That might be. Like, or
sometime
they'll
during
let teams
the summer
debut
the
them.
Days. Yeah.
As a joke, like, you know, the Bills do the blue and red game.
Yeah.
What if Josh Allen walks out in the rivalry uniform? because he likes to do that.
That's
stuff,
not
right?
a bad. That's like, not a bad marketing ploy. Honestly.
That might be what they do because other teams do similar things like that.
It also could be in the dog days of the summer.
Exactly. Give like for a scrimmage, something like that.
Give people something to talk about. Not even just scrimmage. Not even putting it on the field.
Blast
just
it out.
Like, hey, here's the day that we're doing this. It's going to be like July 17th.
Yeah, July 17th in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Dropping it on social media. You'll see what they're going to look like.
On a Wednesday at like 2 p.m.
So those chicken wing jerseys are still in play, by the way. Because if Miami does a Miami Vice style-ish, a city version.
Those are only concepts, though. Those are not official team concepts.
But if they do go the rivalry concept of, hey, our city, like the NBA has the city uniforms, you know what I'm talking about?
Could you imagine how aggressive Zuba's pants would be?
Oh.
There's your
Zubair's helmet.
There's your thought for heading into the break.
Yes, I love Zuba, it.
The Bills have pants and they're just Zubas.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
803-0550, the number to call. Steve, I see you there. We'll get to you on the other side on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on WGR.
Welcome
to avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back on another beautiful Friday, by the way. Like, yeah, it rained cats and dogs overnight, but look outside right now. It feels great. Looks great.
I saw pictures of trees down last night. I had no idea that happened. So I was out like a light.
Yep. But because the weather is turning, take advantage while you still can, while we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf courses with the WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, you can unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th hole and golf course, Bobo Link, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls in case you shank a couple shots. You know, you're human. It happens. From Encore Golf. And you can score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. You know what's really hard to do?
What?
A show off of your phone.
Yeah, you had an untimely situation occur.
I have an update going on my computer, and it is not progressing well.
They hold you against your will now.
They do.
They don't let you choose.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do have a chance Steve, I promised we'd get to you here while we have a chance until we go to the next hour. Let's bring in Steve here on the Extra Point Show. How you doing? Good morning, and what you got for us?
Hey guys, how are you today?
Oh, we're hanging around. What you got?
So I've been thinking about how the perception of the Bills has changed from this year with the schedule release as opposed to last year with the schedule release, right? And you guys talked about it a little bit.
Yep.
And the previous show did too. And one of the things that I noticed was, last year when the schedule release came out, it was, can they make the playoffs? They're going to be second or third in division. There was a lot of this stuff around, who are the Bills? They're in a transition year. And nobody really believed in them. And now this year, it's all of a sudden Super Bowl contenders, favorite odds to win the Super Bowl. You can see it across the board. And it's not really local, I feel. I feel, for the most part, a lot of us feel very similar in a way. Maybe there was a little bit of a transition here, but I think there was more optimism locally than there was national. And I wanted to kind of connect the dots here a little bit. And this is a little unique, but I wanted to hear you guys and what you think on my opinion. I think there was still a little bit of a perception based on the national media that Josh Allen wasn't the elite of the elite type of MVP caliber quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think there was this little thing there that, oh, Josh Allen can't do it alone. He needs help. Diggs is gone. He doesn't have the type of receivers. They didn't correlate him to, well, Josh doesn't need that. Josh is still Josh, regardless of who's out there, and he can make games happen on his own. And I think that was the biggest differentiator, is last year he proved that to the national media. And now this year it's kind of, it doesn't really matter what happened in the offseason to the Bills, because now Josh Allen has ascended to this top level, top three elite guy. And regardless of what happens in the offseason now, the national media says, well, Josh Allen's Josh Allen and the Bills are going to be good regardless. Where I think last year there was still this element where it was like, okay, based on who he has determines who Josh Allen is. And I think we were already there locally. I don't necessarily think the national media was. And now that's connected. And I think that might be the biggest differentiator between the overall perception of the Bills year over year. And I don't know if you guys maybe can connect the dots like I have there, but it's just a little bit of a unique perspective on that.
Steve, that's actually perfect. I don't know if I could have phrased that any better on what you wanted to get out of that.
No, absolutely not. I'm in the same boat.
That's a very good dot to connect because, yeah, last year, a lot of the national media was who's he throwing to? And Josh Allen doesn't have the hardware yet, so he's not recognized on the same page as a Mahomes or even a Lamar Jackson in that sense. Oftentimes, it's just, okay, the Bills typically falter in the playoffs, but they're good enough to always make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ooh, Aaron Rodgers is coming back. And that was... a lot of people did not see what Josh Allen was actually yet, but I also think that a lot of people forgot what Rodgers looked like in his final season in Green Bay, which was not great.
Yeah, his age was clearly getting to him.
People, so it was a combination of those two things allows for Steve's point to really thrive here.
Mm-hmm.
Of now Allen does have that hardware. It doesn't matter what the roster really looks like because the perception is going to be better about the Bills on a national scale, whereas local, yeah, we were probably a little ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, I mean,
is that bias?
Yes.
It is a little biased, but at the same time, locally, you know your team better than the national people do, right?
Yes, that is another thing.
You have a gauge of
what the
product is
going to
be.
National media, you only have so much time to watch any team anyway.
Yeah, you have to focus on
everything. And there's 32 of them.
There's 32 of them, and then every other league you have to cover. So
well, hang on, 31. Cleveland's not real yet.
Cleveland, yeah.
Cleveland's still not real.
They don't even have a logo.
They were for a little bit, and then they weren't. So, mm-hmm. But there's 31 teams to pay attention to.
Yep.
Actually, 32, of course. Because people would talk about the Browns because there's dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 32 teams to pay attention to. You don't get to really do a deep dive on any one of them, really, in particular.
No. And Allen, he proved he got the hardware. And
it's a different perspective from what we were talking about, which is if the Bills are going to lose a game or two that people are going to be like up in arms about.
Yeah.
So 803-0550, the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hour number two coming up next.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you today on another beautiful Friday.
Last, like, super warm day from what I'm looking at on my forecast right now. The high today is going to be 76, and then tomorrow and Sunday, 66, 61, and rain.
Yeah, so enjoy this while you can. The weekend's not going to treat you as nice.
The next time we're back into the 70s is next Sunday, the Sunday after this one. So
this is where spring irritates me. It never picks a lane.
Yep. Schizophrenic spring.
It just never does the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that all the time, but in particular, it is about spring and the months leading to it. It's never consistent on what it wants to do.
No, until you hit June, that's when things get consistent.
Yes.
That's even a border, though. Like, you don't know. There could be...
You just pick a lane.
I just want the grass to stop growing so fast so I don't have to cut it as frequently.
Having trouble keeping up?
There's so much rain. It's like the day after, it already looks unkept. I'm like, yikes. But I don't want to go too short because then it'll die and it'll be all yellow and patchy. So it's like that happy medium, about 3 inches, really isn't doing me any good at this point in the year. So
something interesting happened with Chicago, and in particular quarterback Caleb Williams.
Oh, yes, this. I saw this yesterday. Little OBJ dad-ish. Like, it's a little reminiscent of that situation in Cleveland, but worse, because it's...
It's a rookie who has not really done anything.
He's got no standing in the NFL yet when this was happening.
And it's more or less something that Bulldog said yesterday that made the most sense, which is, you can complain about those things. You could even try to influence the decision-making in that. Do you need to make it public is the problem. Because now you have weaponized both fans and media against you. Or against your son.
Yeah, against your son who's trying to turn that franchise around now. Clearly in the video.
And one of the primary things that he was concerned about was now former coordinator Shane Waldron. So... ultimately proving that right, Waldron does get dismissed. But now Ben Johnson has a lot of work to do with this. The team has to rally around a quarterback that now at some point said, as of a year ago, I don't know if I want to go there. And people take things differently. A locker room has plenty of different personalities. It is not something where they'll all just be able to publicly and privately rally around the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may not do it in private. Some of them may hold a little bit of resentment to sort of that thing. But also plenty of them know, if not all players know, it is a business at the end of the day. So how much attachment do you really need to have to that issue? It is about the fans and the media.
Mm-hmm.
If Williams does not play well,
it's going to get toxic.
It's going to get bad. Fast.
Yep. And honestly, you've seen, it's not remotely similar because of the age we live in now with social media and everything.
Yeah. Could you imagine Eli Manning
choosing to not play for the Chargers,
demanding a trade after being selected?
Like, that's the better way to go about it if he really felt that way. But it wasn't a public feeling. That just happened. You know, it turned public once it happened, but there was nothing leaked about nasty texts about the organization beforehand or nasty conversations.
And it's not like the Bears finished the worst team in the National Football League. They were within the top 10.
Yeah.
But it was, the Bears just happened to get this pick because Carolina did what they did to get Bryce Young, and it backfired, at least in year one.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look at this team, though, and the Bears, they should still be a promising group. But Williams and that offense had a lot of problems last year. What he was supposed to be, the easiest surefire pick for number one overall, in a quarterback class that has been loaded. You see Bo Nix leading Denver to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Michael Penix comes in and becomes a starter after Atlanta hands Kirk Cousins too much money.
Jaden Daniels
winning Rookie of the Year easily.
And going deep into the playoffs with Washington.
Drake May looking like a very good quarterback right away. The only one who had a bigger disappointing season
than Caleb Williams was J.J. McCarthy because he got injured in training camp.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
He didn't could see not play it down.
Right. He didn't see the field once.
And especially now because week one is Bears-Vikings. If J.J. outplays Caleb Williams off the gate a year after having a knee injury.
Mm-hmm. Ligament tears and repairs.
That is a terrible look. Because then you're looking at that quarterback class where six quarterbacks go in 12 picks, and the first one is the one that's the disappointment. After one game for McCarthy, but like, that's what the immediate reaction would be. Would be, oh, the guy was too worried about where he wanted to go that he, like, there's a lot of ways where you could twist that knife against Caleb Williams, and it has to do with the fact that I don't know why that needs to be there. Why are we putting this in a book? Why are we allowing this to go in a book?
Mm-hmm.
My computer's still doing an update, so I cannot get the article up. It is very annoying.
It's childish in a way. Not just in a way, it is childish. I don't get it.
It also kind of tells me, parents, can you back off?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a problem in all of sports culture and society, not just at the highest level. Because we see it with the likes of, like, remember LeVar Ball being one of the most obnoxious there mm-hmm. when Lonzo Ball was going first overall. Or even recently, Deion Sanders with Shador. Retiring Shador Sanders' number after a slightly over 500 record.
And almost had to unretire it if he went undrafted and had to go back to the school.
I don't know if that's something that would have happened.
No? He would have just had a different number?
Or he just would not have been able to come back. Because I feel like...
Didn't he have one more year of eligibility?
Yes, but I'm pretty sure when you hire an agent, it's still over no matter what.
Oh, okay. I got you. Right. His dad was his agent?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much they changed that rule. But what I do know is parents oftentimes become the worst part about youth sports. If I were to talk to any umpire, referee, official in little league games. Little leagues and, like, you know, just kids trying to learn how
T-ball.
To play. Yes. Parents are the worst thing unequivocally about youth sports.
They villainize a kid trying to make summer money half the time. And then the adults get it even worse.
Yeah.
Neither should be doing
that. Or coaches have to deal with that problem. Why is my kid not playing? Blah, 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 blah.
Why is my kid not pitching? Why is my kid not blah, blah, blah? Like, all of that.
And there are plenty of youth coaches that tried to do, like, effectively a Deion Sanders-esque move of, you know, trying to make your kid the star, for example. I'm glad that I was not athletic enough to have that problem as a child. Because in Little League, my father was the head coach. I played center.
Yeah.
There was no shoehorning me into a good, favorable position.
Center in Little League, like Little League football?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought Little League baseball, hockey, I was confused.
Hockey would be a much different story if I'm playing center field.
I was like, oh, yeah. Center field.
Yeah, no. In football, I played center.
So you just snapped the ball.
There was no favoritism.
No. You were in the trenches.
I was in the trenches. Absolutely. Big kid.
I'm just looking at the specific quotes. Chicago's the place quarterbacks go to die, Carl Williams said ahead of the draft.
I mean, it's technically not wrong because of the fact that
Trubisky, just
the history
Fields,
of the Bears.
Like, yeah, in general, even further back.
That
yeah.
Chicago has a Pope before they have a 4,000-yard passer. It's because it's drenched in truth. They don't have a 4,000-yard passer in the entirety of their history. That's wild.
It is bad. It's just the way it goes, I guess, for the Bears. But here's my question. Why wouldn't you look at that and see opportunity? I'm going to set the standard. I mean, Caleb Williams says, he goes on later to say, I'm going to turn this around, blah, blah, blah. Right?
He needs to now.
He said that. That's a quote. Later in the book, they quoted him saying that. So he eventually settled on the idea of going, I can do this for this team. Caleb told his dad, according to the book, I'm going to the Bears. So he was on the right track of saying, I'm going to the Bears. If you're a parent, and I'm not, so I can't speak to this, wouldn't you want your child to go be, you know, attempt to be successful? He could have gone to any other team and had just as bad of a season, right? Any of the bottom 10 NFL franchises, he could have gone and it would have been the same story.
Now, that said, that coaching staff deserved to get fired. You should not have had a lame duck staff making the selection of a first overall pick at quarterback.
Right, but they made the proper changes.
They made the proper changes during that season, though. Mm-hmm. If you were already that lame duck of a coach, you should have started over when you have a number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But it is the fact that like that coaching staff, also very damning. Nobody tells me what to watch. I just turn it on. That is terrible.
I just turn it on.
Not to mention Eberflus at the end of that Detroit game on Thanksgiving, where he doesn't call a timeout.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, that was actually before Thanksgiving. Excuse me.
I know the game you're speaking of. I don't know when it was played specifically, but yeah. Just egregious coaching decisions.
Was that Thanksgiving? I'm trying to...
Josh, was that on Thanksgiving, do you know? When the Bears wouldn't call the timeout?
It was in November.
I think it might have been on Thanksgiving because I was watching
it. Yeah, it was Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they don't call a timeout. Let the clock just run. And then literally the next day, it's like, okay, yeah, we got to fire him. We have to fire Eberflus for that.
I mean, Ben Johnson's a very promising candidate to run their team this season, though.
That one was, like, it's so bad. Like, the fact that he had to have a desperation heave. So that's the problem, is that they were also kind of right, but the image comes off terrible.
But I think Caleb saves himself a touch when he quotes, when he's quoted as saying, I can do this for this team, I'm going to the Bears, telling his dad that, right?
Right.
Eventually. I don't know if he said that. I don't know when that quote took place as opposed to his father's quote. But his father, what he said is more damning for him than I think anything on Caleb. You know, I think it'll bleed into Caleb a little bit. People are like, oh, Caleb's dad, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think Caleb Williams gets dialed in with
Caleb
all that.
Williams also, within more of this book, he goes on to more or less just decide, I can do it for this team. I'm going to go to the Bears. I wasn't ready to nuke the city, he says. And that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're going to have to get yourself into because the Bears said, we're drafting you no matter what.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is try to create an enemy publicly like that. So why is this in a book? That's the piece that I'm not getting at. That's the piece I'm not understanding.
Maybe... Could you imagine
if it was like this day and age and Jim Kelly pulled the power move against the Bills that he did?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually
People tend to forget.
I'm staying in
Houston.
He
didn't want to be here.
No, I'm staying in Houston. That's the whole beginning part of that documentary, The Four Falls of Buffalo, the 30 for 30. One of my favorite things to watch when I was younger because there was just no hope in the Bills organization.
That
right?
And also was the pandemic.
The pandemic brought it back because then it was on streaming services. Yeah. But... that whole situation, none of the players knew what Buffalo was. Thurman Thomas, even in the beginning, where are all the buildings? He thought he was going to New York City. He thought it was a bigger city. More of that would be amplified in today's day and age than it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The amount of vitriol that would have come back at the quarterback in particular for deciding, I'm going to play somewhere else and not come here.
Mm-hmm. That's the Eli Manning situation, too. Right? That would have
been
exploded.
At least Manning, you got it. But at least Manning, you had a trade immediately for it.
Yeah, they were ready for it, I guess. But
yes.
Yeah, Kelly holding out until the demise of
Oh my God, that would have been...
the league. Like, that's crazy.
That would have been terrifying to deal with in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely... It's interesting how sports media
like you mentioned, though, like the Eli Manning thing, if that happened nowadays as well, how...
Like, yes, they had a trade right away, but imagine Chargers fans like, oh, yes, we got our quarterback. And he doesn't want to play here. Like
publicly says it. I did like, though, that the Chargers didn't blink. He said, I'm not playing here if I get drafted by this team. And the Chargers were not ready to blink on that one. They said they were just like, no, we're gonna take you, and then we're gonna
use you as value if you
want. We're gonna get stuff for you for a team that makes this trade.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Giants, take the guy that we're gonna want now instead. Because otherwise, you're not gonna get the guy that you want. So it was really well done by the Chargers, because the basis of their team actually gets formed from that trade.
You're right.
There were a couple core pieces of that group that help along the way from the Eli Manning trade.
Well, and the Giants got a couple Super Bowls out of it.
And the Giants, they get, like, it was pretty even for how things ultimately end up playing out.
Mm-hmm. The Giants were the one stopping force against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Whereas now Caleb Williams, it's an interesting thing here. Especially if Carolina starts to get better, the price that they paid to make that trade, to move up a year prior, where it's DJ Moore, an extra first-round pick, the cost was devastating. Oh, and by the way, that year's first-round pick, just to move up. If Bryce Young starts to show more than Williams does, if Carolina outpaces the Bears this year,
that's a bad look.
It's a terrible look made worse by this. Again, it is one thing to have these thoughts.
And I'm going to be honest.
To be even correct about these thoughts.
Right.
It is another to allow a
publisher to, allow an to author, publish them.
To allow an author to have that there. And then now, obviously you don't know how things are going to go, but you had a feeling.
Mm-hmm. And you also drop it where there's nothing else going on. So it's on everyone's eyes.
Well, that is notwithstanding in this. I'm talking about Williams' camp, Williams' father in particular, allowing for that to go into a book. Because when Caleb Williams says, I wasn't ready to nuke the city, that means pull it. Don't have this. Don't have an author talking to him.
Your son was right about it. Do not let that go out.
Don't let it
out.
Don't let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is another case of a father failing his son. Making it worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a great situation. And again, it's more, in my opinion, it's more on his dad than him. Because if you're upset with him, and you read what he says,
it's also on Williams too, because like he could ultimately be the one to say, I don't want to have any of this.
Yeah, I don't know why this was even written. Like, what was they were doing a American Kings biography of the quarterback.
Seth Wickersham has dropped some doozies over the years.
Yeah,
so it is kind of hilarious. Williams mentioning that he wanted to go to Minnesota, for example, after meeting with Kevin O'Connell. Like, I get that. Like, it's a good coach. It's a good team. It would have actually ended up a great situation for him.
Right. A quarterback being your head coach as a quarterback, that's a system that's where you want to be, because he'll understand the position and how to help you win games, right? That's why Kirk Cousins, look at how well. I mean, he was Kirk Cousins, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say he was a generational talent, but he played a lot better in Minnesota than he did in Atlanta. And I think that has a lot to do with Kevin O'Connell and how he ran that organization and put quarterback first in a lot of ways and helped him.
Yes. I will say, and how Sam Darnold thrived with him.
Yes.
Is another big story on that.
Exactly.
So I get a prospect wanting to go to a certain team based on the meeting that they have with a coach.
But
you should know, your camp should know, you're going to be the first overall pick. Everything's going to be put under a microscope for you. Or, ready? Your kid is going to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to be a microscope. As a matter of fact, as a quarterback in particular, you cannot give any extra ammunition for free.
No.
To vilify you. And now we've seen it in consecutive years. With both Caleb Williams now and Shedeur Sanders. Your camp
sabotage them
ultimately
a bit.
Failed you.
Yeah.
Including your family.
I think Shadur, that was his biggest.
The players also still have plenty of the role within it themselves.
They do. But the biggest thing is a lot of people were talking about, when is Deion Sanders going to call when the team's not doing well and get in someone's ear? Like, there was a lot
our
of
draft
that
coverage
going around.
Our draft coverage had a lot to do with maybe Shadur Sanders should go somewhere where, like, it's not in question of who is the starter. And then you sit for a couple of years and develop behind a player like a Josh Allen, like a Joe Burrow, like any one of those kinds of players where, like, it's undoubtedly you're the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out for a little bit.
Watch.
Because
learn.
If Deion Sanders said something when the team's struggling about that quarterback, they just go, no. You're wrong. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It goes back to something fundamental at this point of sometimes parents need to calm down, especially in sports.
Mm-hmm. Was William's dad an athlete, I wonder?
We'll take a look at that on the other side here.
Because I think that has something to do with it as well. Deion Sanders being an athlete, like thinking they know.
Deion Sanders was not just an athlete, though. He was one of the best players to play in the game.
Yeah.
So there's something entirely different there, but still. His camp ultimately, with both of these scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams' father played college at the University of Pittsburgh.
That's sometimes, it. When it comes to professional sports, you need to simmer down. Because I also brought up LeVar Ball with the NBA.
Yeah, that's a good example too.
And it really, like, it adds a level of toxicity to a player that may not even be asking for it. That's the other part of this. May or may not. We don't know. But it doesn't help. I just find it very, very interesting that they let this happen. Allowed someone to put it in a book. And now, yeah, your words were ultimately proven right about Eberflus and Waldron. But if you were worried about that in the first place, don't make it public. Because now the city of Chicago and its media have something in their pocket the moment you start struggling. And that, to me, is the part that really does not sit well with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we don't have that problem. Oh, my God. It's been so surreal watching other teams have quarterback problems and not be us.
I know, right?
After dealing with it for like 17 years.
Chargers are trying to make a problem with their schedule release video, though. Josh Allen walking out of the movie theater, Sauce Gardner accompanying him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was tough.
The Chargers are the Chargers on that.
Their schedule release videos are the best.
Win a game in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, get Greg Roman off your team. That'll help you.
That'll also help you.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. I'm seeing an issue here, a potential one. Joe, you said it's going to rain on Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, here's to hoping it doesn't. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we would like you to join us for Par for a Purpose on May 19th. Oh, that's Monday. I can't read.
Monday's going to be clear.
Oh, sweet. Then you can easily join us for Par for a Purpose on May 19th. Play in a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fee, carts, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events to register now, courtesy of Elkville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. So, here's to hoping, fingers crossed, that the weather doesn't shift back
like
a day.
66 and sunny, it says.
Okay,
so
okay.
It'll be a nice, solid,
here's to hoping it stays. Yeah, here's to hoping it stays like that, that we get all the rain tomorrow and Sunday, so you can join us on Monday, whack a couple golf balls. Benefits the 11-day Power Play.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Are you golfing? No, you're not doing it?
No, it's going to be actually Jeremy, Nate, and Sal, and Joe.
Okay.
That's the WGR foursome.
Okay.
Is it a scramble? Yeah. That's very exciting.
Yes. Best form of golf.
It is. Quickest, most exciting.
I'll take your word for it.
Also, it takes embarrassment away from, like, you know, me per se.
Well, if I was in a scramble. I mean, if you hit a bad shot, they can still be like, wow, we're not.
If you're
that
embarrassed
one.
Playing golf, you're taking it too seriously.
I mean, when
you're not a professional, it's not your job.
I knew at a young age.
Even the professionals stink.
I knew at a young age I was going to be bad because we were, my buddies and
you
I.
You say that now.
We had these kid sets of drivers and we were goofing around. I took out a porch light. Like when I was like six. So, yeah, I've known for a while now. It's the iron play that I'm dialed in. Still can't drive, but that's neither here nor there. A scramble would save me, though.
We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Jimmy in Tonawanda. Jimmy, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's nice to hear a younger voice other than Howard Simon and Sal Capaccio these days. I'm going to, be shooting nine holes in the next few minutes. I
there
know
you
I've seen you guys talk about golf. I think they said this is the driest weekend thus far for 2025. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
How we're going. So I like hearing you guys talking right now. And like I said, it's a different voice. I got three head scratchers for you, and then I'll hang up because I got a tee time coming up here. First one, Kevin Adams. GM, I know the guy personally, but I didn't really think he'd fit that, and I don't know why he's continuing to fill the role. I think I saw something with Lou Lamoriello in Buffalo. Maybe he just likes the golf courses and casinos here. I don't know why he's here. Number two, James Cook. I'm okay with Davis. I think he's a bull. So I don't know what you guys think. Are they going to sign him? And then I hear you guys talking Caleb Williams and his dad. Did Jordan's dad bring this type of animosity to the game? I mean, I don't think, you know, watching Air, they kind of portrayed he was kind of laid back, kind of had his own gambling issues, whatever. But I don't think he got, you know, this involved with it, but the author putting something out, I mean, isn't that him just trying to grab the shame? So, the shame or the fame, whatever it is, like, you just trying to be noticed, kind of like LeVar Ball, like when I listen to you guys. I'll hang up, but those are my three head scratchers for Friday. Enjoy the weather and hit the links. Good luck, boys.
Hey, go and good luck to you, Jimmy. All right. So, in consecutive order, Kevin Adams. I mean, at this point, we all know heading into the end of the season, I feel like a lot of us had the feeling that Adams was still going to be here. Whether it was warranted or not was another story.
We were just saying he managed the team last season like he had a job this season.
Yes.
There was no change. There was no urgency. There was no switch.
There was no desperation.
There was no indication that he was not going to be here.
Yeah. Lou Lamoriello, it turns out, he was here to... For the ultimate boomer move, by the way. I love it because of that. He flew into Buffalo to renew his nexus to be able to go into Canada and the U.S.
Oh, okay. That's a good, that's a smart
idea. That could probably be done online.
I think it might be easier to actually go in person. Like, just less.
But also, the fact that he flew to Buffalo to do that. I love that.
It's Lou Lamoriello. I mean,
Lou Lamoriello spotted in the airport.
Can never say that name right.
And
I always forget the L on the last name, Lou Lamoriello.
And it's for nothing about the Sabres at all.
It's like that tweet.
And honestly,
of the city,
I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. I'm an anti-Lou Lamoriello guy at this point because Lamoriello helped run the Islanders into mediocrity.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that before.
Yes. Well, hang on. Ready? People would be able to say, oh, anything's better than the Sabres. Yeah. Except somehow because the Islanders won the freaking draft lottery, I guess it's justified now, but it's not. The Islanders inspire no hope, no love. They are this team that is only doing enough to stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And in 3 years, they're going to bottom out spectacularly. That does not mean that Adams should still be here. It just tells me that I'm good on Lou Lamoriello because Lamoriello also would not accept a senior advisory job. He would want to take a general manager position, if anything. He is a guy that wants that total control. And I've seen what you've done to the Islanders. No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah,
beyond
that would be great.
Good.
Good thing he just renewed his nexus.
Yeah.
I'm totally
happy that it's only that. James Cook, that's next year's problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's next offseason's problem. That's next offseason's talking point. I don't need to worry about James Cook.
He's going
to
play this season.
James Cook's
going to
play this season through his contract. If the Bills re-sign him, if they don't, that's not up to us for now.
You still have Ray Davis and you signed Ty Johnson, and then you might just draft another
running
back.
Don't worry about James Cook. Nobody worry about James Cook. The third one, the Caleb Williams stuff, I think I've said enough on this for now. I do think that it has to just do with, I don't know if it's wanting the 15 minutes of fame. I just think that it's, you're being overbearing as a father.
Well, he makes a good point. He mentions the movie Air, Michael Jackson's story. Not Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan's story. I can't believe I just did that. Michael Jordan's story. What a clip that's going to be. Michael Jordan's story and the story of the Air Jordan shoe. His mom was the driving force behind a lot of the business decisions, but they weren't overbearing in the way of getting in the way. He's right. Michael's dad was just off to the side. Like he was.
Yes.
I see Josh smiling in the studio right now. He's totally clipping that. But Michael Jordan's father was not the driving force behind any decision making. His mom was only there for his best interest, it seemed.
Yeah.
Like negotiating deals. It wasn't.
It also wasn't negotiating contracts. She was doing it on the business and marketing side.
Exactly.
Not negotiating with the general manager.
Exactly. This was for the Nike shoe deal. That was it. It was not for anything team-wise. So it's a little different of a situation, but he is right in the sense they didn't overstep like Caleb Williams' father did saying that stuff.
Yes.
So I get that.
Yeah.
But it's a little different.
And I will... Why'd you have to bring up the Sabres, man? Because I have this like...
I know, it's poor... like unbottling.
No. I have this poor tendency to ignore them. Or not ignore them, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, I will end up jumping back on them. And like the Lou Lamoriello thing, though, still to me was hysterical.
Just to renew his nexus?
Yeah. On Wednesday, I made the very purposeful decision to avoid spoiling the schedule for me so that when I got in here on Wednesday night at 7, I knew next to nothing. I knew about week 1 and week 9.
It got leaked like 2 hours before.
But that's the thing. I avoided social media for it. There was something that I tweeted, though, that day. It was about Lou Lamoriello and how I didn't want him here in the Buffalo Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of names that would inspire old boys club hire that I would be terrified of. Lamoriello is one of them. Ken Holland would be one of those people, but he probably would want an actual general manager's position because he would probably get hired to be a general manager somewhere. Peter Chiarelli would be the scariest. If I see Peter Chiarelli near the Buffalo Sabres, I'm running for the hills.
Mm-hmm.
That said, this advisor role, don't expect a name that people recognize. It's an advisor. The names that you would know, the higher name NHL executives, they would want to expect that some team would pull the old boys club hire and hire them as a general manager instead. Also, if you need to hire an advisor to your general manager, you know that the security on your seat is probably not going to be for a long-term position. Because if you, as the advisor to the general manager, flounder with the general manager, you're probably getting dismissed alongside the general manager. Right?
I would assume so.
Because if you're threatening the general manager with the advisor of, hey, if Adams doesn't work out here, we'll have this guy take over. Not to say that the Sabres haven't had anything toxic within their offices, neither confirming nor denying it, but that's toxic as hell. That's not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
To have an advisor then be the sneaky, oh, we'll bail him out as the new general manager of the Sabres if we have to fire Adams. Then you have Adams making decisions that are influenced because of that. Because it's now, oh, this guy is like right here around my shoulder. It's one thing to know that your job is on thin ice. It is another to know that your replacement is actually supposed to be quote unquote helping you. How much do you trust them then?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. Anything they say could be.
Kevin Adams has done enough to have speculation about his job.
Yeah.
To where it's deserved.
100% deserved.
That is not something that a person deserves.
No.
Having your potential replacement.
Be your right hand.
Be your right hand man.
Because everything, they could be blowing smoke and you might not know it to eventually take your position.
Yeah. Right?
Business is business. You want to be at the top of business. That's sometimes the way business is done. I'd be pinchy if I was Kevin Adams, trying not to bite on anything they say. It would create an even bigger issue.
Yeah.
Because even if they're giving sound advice, you might not be thinking that that's what's incoming. So
right.
That could really just mess with some stuff.
And that's a very human element. People have to deal with that sort of stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wish that upon Kevin Adams. I just wish that he didn't need the advisory position because he has struggled over 5 years. The reason for it is they need to make some sort of change.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I don't know if there's anything. That's why I say don't think that there's a big name person coming here that used to run a team back in the day. A, old boys club hires are never a good idea. And B, there's a very human element into this that would affect the job.
Mm-hmm. Look at the football team, Marv Levy in the front office. Didn't work out like it did with him as the coach. So mm-hmm. The old boys club hires need to
go away.
Stay away.
All right, we'll wrap this thing up coming up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Josh Schmidt on the board. This is WGR. Can you give me that other one again?
Sorry.
Sometimes I do it to myself.
Sorry.
Sometimes I really do it to myself.
That is a moment that will live on for me infamously. So
it is now a moment of recorded history.
Sorry.
Son of a...
The funny thing is the clip doesn't actually clip me saying that.
It has you saying sorry.
Story. It sounds like I'm saying sorry.
Yeah.
He mentions the movie Air, Michael Jackson's story. Not Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan's story. I can't believe he's got the whole thing.
All right. Anyway.
Yikes.
You can join Brian Colesfield tomorrow as he broadcasts from Batavia Downs from 2 to 5 p.m. right after us two are done with Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet the ponies.
You can also then celebrate Preakness with Batavia Downs' 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest inside of Park Place Event Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So make your way down there. Listening to Brian, go get Tacos Tequila Fest. Tickets are only $35. They include tequila samplings, $20 of gaming free play, $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and you better bet a complimentary taco bar.
Is there a reason you pointed at me when you said tequila samplings?
I don't know. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can, because it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow night. So go and do that. I don't know. I just, because we already referenced one song, I might as well just refer to another song. Mm. Tequila.
Best karaoke song ever. Sing one word.
Tequila.
Don't even sing it. You say it. Yep. No. Yeah, so my bad for the whole Michael Jackson story. It's
no,
because there's a movie
coming
out.
Don't apologize, because then I did something stupid.
Sorry. The Flaming Wagon continues tomorrow. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if you liked what you heard today, we're back at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Understood if you didn't, though. So
it's not for everyone. We know. That's okay. That's part of being human, knowing that other people have standards. Because I don't. Anyway. Game 2. Rochester, Laval. Tonight in Rochester. Go there if you haven't gotten tickets. Go. Bandits as well tonight. Game 1 of the NLL Final. Sabres Live coming up next here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.